Hey guys, welcome back to Rise in Retirement. Got an article here that we came across today that we want to talk about, and it's all about retirement expenses. Title of the article, I'm Planning My Retirement, Five Expenses I Wish I Had Cut Sooner. I'm Jet, he's Taco with me here today, and this is one of those articles that is simple and it makes sense, but I don't think it actually captures the meat of the problem here. If you're watching this video, then you're all about retirement education, financial planning. We've got an awesome tool for you called Ascend 360 Insider. It is a weekly email series delivered to your inbox on Thursday mornings every single week, chock full of awesome tips, topics, just like the ones we're covering here today.
And the best news is we have intentionally made this so easy for you to become an insider. All you have to do is simply click on the link in the description. We just ask for your name and email and nothing after that. You will be receiving weekly power-packed tips and information when it comes to retirement planning.
Coming insider today. So let's start first by, let's define, who is this article talking to?
I think it's talking to the person who regrets potentially or didn't do the proper planning leading up to retirement, kind of maybe just hated their job and said, you know what, I'm done and I'll figure it out along the way. And then realize there's a lot of expenses that they can't keep up with. So, you know, I think we've talked about this before. There's kind of those two types of people, the person who's pretty well off and knows that they're ready to go. And then there's the
financially speaking.
Yeah. And then there's the person who, you know, is either thinks they're behind because they are.
Yeah.
Or there's even, you know, a third type of person who maybe thinks they're behind, but they're not. You know, they're worried about, you know, we'll go, you know, dining out, for example, is an expense in this article saying that they want to cut. You know, there's people who think, well, gosh, I'm going to have to stop dining out as much. But then there's other people who are like, we're going to dine out more.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's understanding what you want to do first, right?
Let's first talk about that person or those two types of people who they kind of either know they're behind or they might think they're behind. And so they have this mindset of thinking that says, I want to retire in 2 years or 3 years or 5 years or whatever the number is. And in order for me to save up enough, we did a Rise in Retirement recently where we talked about how much do you need to have to retire? And so I think it kind of correlates directly back to that. You know, they're going, oh gosh, I think I need $1 million and I want to retire in 2 years, but I don't see how I'm going to get there. I don't see how I'm going to get to $1 million. So I'm behind. What do I got to do to catch up? And if they're focusing on expenses, the article lays out five different expenses. Now, some of these are no-brainers. I'll read them quickly. Cut out on dining out. You mentioned that one. Cut out on excessive shopping. So let's see less Amazon boxes showing up on the porch every day, right? Cut out on high interest debt, unused subscriptions. You know, think about all the Netflixes and the Disney Pluses. And, you know, I see a lot of commercials talking about those expenses and then unnecessary car expenses. So these are pretty common and basic things you can make a dent in this by cutting some of those things. I think let's focus on the high interest debt one for a second.
Yeah. To me, that's your no-brainer out of that list you just mentioned. I mean, that's I don't care how well off you are. Get rid of unnecessary debt or high debt expenses. I mean, you talk credit cards and stuff. You're 15 to 20 to I've seen 30% interest where you're making payments on a monthly basis, just paying interest and your balance is actually going up. So that's a no-brainer. You have to figure out a way to cut those costs. One, for the cash flow that you're going to get back by not having a payment, but it's just not logical, you know, to be paying that type of interest rate at that point.
Yeah. The car expense one too, when you read the article, it starts out by the phrase, keeping up with the Joneses has never been more accurate when it comes to staying on top of vehicle trends. So I've got kind of two opinions of this. If you are that person who's in a spot where you're behind, right? Yeah, get rid of the idea of keeping up with the Joneses, especially with a vehicle, right? There are more important things that you're probably going to want to focus on in retirement to where a little bit of extra monthly cash flow that you're not sinking into a luxury car expense because you want to keep up with the Joneses, it's going to go a long way. You're going to have a lot more free cash flow on your hands when you're in retirement and probably feel a little bit more consistent with your spending. But on the other side, and this kind of speaks to those people that they kind of know they're in good shape and they think that they have enough. They have a fairly good feeling that they have enough, but they're still not quite sure because they've never done this before.
Right.
They've never retired. They've never gone through the planning. They're reading articles that say they need this or that. For those people, I think a lot of them work so hard and save so diligently so that they can, we hear, maintain standard of living. When you ask people, what are your top one, two, three concerns about retirement? It's, do I have enough to retire? Will I run out of money? Can I maintain my standard of living? Will I have to give things up? So that's what we're talking about here. There's so many people that don't want to give those things
up. That's the key, I think. You know, let's use a married couple, for example, that's getting close. I think that's the conversation. These are conversations you have to have with your spouse is, number one, let's understand all of the expenses. And then we can kind of go through and maybe check off like that one's unnecessary.
Yep.
I think we can agree as a couple, we don't need this anymore. You know, this one may be unnecessary, but we like it.
We want it.
I like to go to Target and pick things off the shelf randomly and give to grandkids and things like that. So I think as you kind of build out your expenses and your budget, you have to have that honest conversation of, yes, this may be something we could cut, but we don't want to, or yes, I have unused subscriptions that we don't use. That's silly. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
If you're not using something, get rid of it. The other thing, and I know this is changing gears a little bit, but there's going to be necessary expenses that come up that you may not be budgeting for as well, that you have to think about in those lead up years, right? You said, you know, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. If you've been in the same home for 30 years and it was built brand new when you got in there, guess what? As you enter retirement, there's going to be a lot of home improvements that need to happen. So we encourage people to start thinking about those while they're still working, while they still have that income, right?
Yeah.
So that they can knock those types of items out so they're not surprises coming into retirement where all of a sudden, hey, guess what? The AC unit's 30 years old. You know, we got to fork over $5,000 to upgrade that, or the roof needs replaced, whatever it may be.
How about the recent trend? And we've seen this a lot with our clients. It's, you know, it used to be, no, this is the house I'm going to retire in and I'm going to stay in and I'm not going anywhere. But now a lot more than when I first started my career long ago, I see a ton of clients of ours who want to, they say, downsize their home. You know, they're getting out of the home that they raised their children in that there's, you know, they can't keep up anymore, but they're not downsizing in price. They're downsizing to a smaller home, but higher luxury, higher value, or even potentially more than what they had before. And so there's been plenty of times where a client has come in and said, hey, can I afford to have a mortgage payment? You know, your house was paid off. It was free and clear, but they have a desire. And I don't know if it's keeping up with the Joneses or not, but they have a desire to have something nicer for their last phase of their life. Yeah. And they purchase a home or they build a home or they relocate. You know, think about the snowbird example. You know, if you're a northerner and you're going to travel down and spend a few months in Florida, those are expenses that people have to proactively plan for when they're considering, do I have enough?
Yeah.
Should I cut expenses out? Will this work or not?
Yeah. Think about a second home, for example.
Yeah.
Could you logically look at that and go, hey, this is unnecessary. We don't have to have two homes,
right?
But we want to, you know, I want to go to Florida for 3 months or 6 months out of the year. So again, I think it's, you know, putting this down on paper and talking with a professional through your budget, your expenses, your income, you know, what's coming in. You mentioned, we talked about that video about, do I have enough? These are all questions that kind of tie together at the end of the day that we have to determine. What do you want your retirement to look like? Do you want to live super low key and get rid of, you know, shopping and going out to eat and whatever it may be? Or do you think those things are actually going to go up? We always joke about this, but every day is what in retirement?
Yep, Saturday.
Every day is Saturday. You got your 9 to 5 back every day. Go to the movies, go out for lunch, go out for dinner. you know, whatever it may be, golfing, boating, travel. There's a lot of things that people have hobbies. So what do you want your retirement to look like?
Yeah, I think the key here, as you stated, when people are searching, when they're studying, when they're trying to empower themselves with knowledge, the last thing that they tend to think about is what you're saying. You don't think enough about how am I going to spend this retirement and which version of retirement from a spending standpoint is going to make my wife, my husband truly happy. How are we going to spend that time? What's it going to cost us? Ultimately, I remember when my father retired and he came up with a budget number, and based on the number that he came up with, he felt like he had enough to retire. So he did it. He took the leap. And then that every day is Saturday routine came in. And for the first few months, he was spending like a drunken sailor.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, literally, I'm going to golf today. I'm going to fish tomorrow. I'm going to boat. I'm going hunting this weekend. Right. There were a couple of hobbies that he really enjoyed that he was looking forward to spending more time doing. But the problem that he had is he didn't focus on those things enough in advance.
They're not free.
No. And a lot of those hobbies are actually pretty expensive too. So you're going to find some people that do have that front porch book, cold glass of lemonade vision of retirement.
Yeah.
It's so few and far between anymore though.
There's the bottom line is you have your needs and then you have your wants. You're looking at it the wrong way, especially if you're, you know, 5 years out or maybe I could quit my job tomorrow because I hate it type of mentality. You still have to focus on those wants. Otherwise, you're not going to have any purpose in retirement. You're going to get there. You're going to have regret. You're going to have, you know, fighting amongst your spouse potentially. You're going to have to go back to work. So I think it's understanding. Do we want to build a plan that incorporates our needs, but also our wants? And mm-hmm. What are those wants?
Yeah.
Are there unnecessary ones? Sure. Everybody's got unnecessary expenses. Do we want to keep them or not, though?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I think what you should do right now, click on the link in the description below. Ascend 360 Insider is a weekly email series that we send. It's absolutely free. We've made it super easy for you to get your hands on it. You click on the link, put your name and your email in, and every Thursday morning, you're going to get a video that's about 5 to 7 minutes long, and it covers all kinds of topics just like this, but in much more detail. We have to stay kind of broad here, but if you're on the track of empowerment, if you want to make sure that you're on the right pace, that you have enough money to retire, how to build a budget, the right way to incorporate it in, what you should be doing with old financial accounts, that type of thing, Ascend 360 Insider is for you. Click on the link in the description, become an insider today, and make sure that you follow along with that content because it's going to help you get to where you want to be. Yep. That's it for today. Glad to have you with us. We'll see you next time on Rise in Retirement.